This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We've been hearing a lot in the news about these proposed irrigation cuts in the Murray-Darling Basin. Are they really needed? Will they achieve the environmental outcomes they're designed to? And what will the social impacts be? Nick Hutchins is an agricultural consultant and an irrigation expert based in the Murrumbidgee irrigation area. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Now, what kind of impact will these cuts have on the towns along the rivers?
Well, it will be a huge impact economically. The towns will suffer in all types of businesses, not just irrigation farmers, machinery sellers, fertilizer sellers, even lawyers. There will be mental health issues. There'll be all sorts of issues come out of this. And smaller towns like Berrigan, Narrabri has been mentioned, even Griffith and Leeton will be, according to a report, decimated. Now, I don't think they'll be decimated, but they will be severely affected.
So how significant is the amount of these cuts?
Well, that's the draconian part of it. The real problem is that the Act passed in 2007, that's the Water Act in haste, is flawed. It tells them to take note of the environment. Now, food issues should be right up there. The real problem is that we will absolutely decimate our food production. The Riverina produces 40% of the food production in Australia, or irrigation does, to be more exact, not just Riverina. And of the irrigation, Riverina produces 60%.
40% of Australia's food is produced under irrigation.
Correct.
Can Australia be a self-sufficient food-producing nation without irrigation?
No, in my opinion, they cannot. The benefits, the environmental benefits of irrigation are huge as well. The real problem is, Katrina, if they really want to do some good, then they've got to say in the Act that the consideration should be food production and the environment, and they should be equal. Particularly the South Australian government is at great fault. There is an issue with the Lower Lakes. Now, the problem there is the barrages. It's not lack of water. The barrages stop the tidal action of the Lower Lakes, which keeps the mouth open and drains the Coorong. And that is the real problem. The barrages must go. The other issue is the locks put there for navigation. They're kept there for a few houseboats that chug up and down the river. Fish ladders are put there at an enormous expense. And the real issue is that they're holding the river artificially high. It is causing salinity in the floodplain and, of course, more evaporation and more seepage. So the locks should go, and other measures can be taken that would benefit, all those would benefit the environment as well as save water.
I just want to get back to the food issue. What are the implications for Australia of being dependent on imported food?
Well, there's an issue of food quality. There's an issue of balance of payments. There's an issue of food sufficiency. So, I mean, I don't think anyone in Australia would want to see us reliant on imported food. And it won't be fresh. It can't be fresh if it's imported.
And what kind of flow-on effect do you think this kind of cuts would have on, say, regional and capital cities in terms of access to food? Would you expect to see prices rising?
Of course. Of course prices will rise. If we import food, they won't necessarily rise. It's the quality that will suffer. But if we cut down the production from irrigation, then, of course, the price will rise because there'll be less of it. The demand will stay the same.
So what do you think would be, a better way of improving the health of the river without affecting food production so drastically?
Well, take the measures I mentioned for the benefit of the health of the river and the saving of water. Encourage the use and development of more efficient irrigation systems. And that may mean a different mix of crops, but that's fine. I think they're the obvious major measures.
All right. Well, thank you for explaining a little bit about it this morning.
It's a pleasure.
That's Nick Hutchins. He's an irrigation expert based down in the Murrumbidgee River. And he also happens to be my dad.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.